Thank you for being a valued supporter of the 10X Podcast Group. Your dedication means the world to us. Today, we bring you a gripping tale titled The Silent Partner. Your continued support and subscription fuel our passion for storytelling, and we deeply appreciate every moment you spend with us. So, without further ado, let's dive into today's compelling narrative. Chapter 1: The Rise. The boardroom was silent, save for the rhythmic ticking of the antique clock mounted on the wall. Evelyn Sharp leaned back in her chair, her manicured fingers steepled under her chin. She watched as the men around her bickered, their voices rising and falling like the tide. They were oblivious to the fact that the tide was hers to command. "Enough," Daniel Cross said, slamming his hand on the table. The room fell silent. Daniel's commanding presence was something Evelyn had always admired. He had the look of a leader, broad shoulders, a square jaw, and piercing blue eyes that seemed to see right through people. But they didn't see through her. "Not yet." Evelyn adjusted her expression, allowing just a hint of concern to flicker across her features. "Daniel's right," she said, her voice calm and measured. "Arguing won't save this deal. What we need is a strategy." Daniel nodded, his gaze softening as it landed on her. Evelyn knew that look. It was the look of a man who believed he had found an ally. "Do you have one in mind, Evelyn?" he asked. She tilted her head, feigning hesitation. "Perhaps," she said, letting the word hang in the air just long enough to pique their curiosity. "But it's unconventional." The men leaned in, their skepticism momentarily eclipsed by intrigue. Evelyn began to outline her plan, a carefully crafted strategy that would not only secure the deal but also solidify her position as the true power behind Crosstech. She spoke with precision, her words a blend of logic and vision, and by the time she finished, there was no room for dissent. Evelyn's past. Later that evening, Evelyn stood on the balcony of her penthouse, a glass of wine in hand. The city sprawled beneath her, its lights glittering like a thousand tiny promises. She had come a long way from the small gray town where she'd grown up. Back then, her world had been defined by limitations. Poverty, a single mother working two jobs, and a future that seemed to shrink with every passing year. But Evelyn had never been content with limitations. She had studied harder than anyone else, worked longer hours, and learned the art of reading people. It wasn't enough to be intelligent or hardworking. She had to be indispensable. That was the lesson her first mentor had taught her, a lesson she had taken to heart. Now she was indispensable to Crosstech. The company's meteoric rise in the tech world was as much her doing as it was Daniel's. But while Daniel's contributions were celebrated publicly, Evelyn's influence was whispered about in corridors and backrooms. She preferred it that way. Power, after all, was most effective when wielded from the shadows. A new threat. Evelyn's phone buzzed, pulling her from her thoughts. She glanced at the screen. A message from an unknown number. "We need to talk. It's about your role at Crosstech." Her heart skipped a beat, but she quickly regained her composure. Evelyn was no stranger to threats, and she had learned long ago that fear was a luxury she couldn't afford. She deleted the message and poured herself another glass of wine. The game had begun. The boardroom victory. The next morning, Evelyn arrived at Crosstech's headquarters, her confidence unshaken. The board meeting was in full swing when she entered, her presence commanding immediate attention. "I've reviewed the investor concerns," she said, placing a neatly organized file on the table. "And I believe I've found a solution." She explained her proposal with the same calm authority she had used the day before, and once again, the room fell under her spell. Daniel watched her with a mix of admiration and trust, his earlier doubts momentarily forgotten. By the time the meeting ended, Evelyn had not only secured the investor support but also reinforced her position as the company's indispensable strategist. As the board members filed out, Daniel approached her. "You've done it again, Evelyn," he said, his voice filled with genuine gratitude. "I don't know what we'd do without you." Evelyn smiled, though the words carried a bitter irony. "You'd manage," she said lightly. But she knew the truth, Without her, CrossTech wouldn't survive. As she watched Daniel walk away, Evelyn felt a flicker of unease. The message from the previous night lingered in her mind, a reminder that her position, though powerful, was far from secure. But Evelyn Sharp was nothing if not resourceful. Whatever threat awaited her, she would face it head-on. After all, she had spent her entire life mastering the art of survival, and manipulation was her greatest weapon. Chapter 2, Cracks in the Foundation. The first sign of trouble came as a whisper. Daniel Cross stood by the window in his office, a sleek corner room with a panoramic view of the city skyline. The report in his hands was detailed, meticulous, and deeply unsettling. Financial discrepancies were scattered across multiple accounts, cleverly disguised but undeniably present. Daniel's instincts, honed through years of running CrossTech, told him something was amiss. "Unconventional," he muttered under his breath, echoing Evelyn's word from the last board meeting. He didn't want to believe it. Evelyn Sharp had been his closest confidant, his most trusted ally. She had saved CrossTech from ruin more times than he could count. But now, doubt had planted a seed in his mind, and it was growing roots. The investigator. Mr. Cross. Daniel turned to see a man standing in the doorway. He was nondescript, dressed in a plain gray suit. His face the kind that faded into a crowd. "I didn't realize I had an appointment," Daniel said, his tone clipped. "You don't," the man replied. "But I think you'll want to hear what I have to say." The man introduced himself as Victor Lang, a private investigator hired by an anonymous source. He handed Daniel a slim folder. "Your partner, Evelyn Sharp," Lang began, "has a history. One that doesn't quite align with the image she presents." Daniel's stomach tightened as he opened the folder. Inside were photographs of Evelyn meeting with shadowy figures, copies of offshore account transactions, and documents linking her to dubious deals. "This is impossible," Daniel said, though his voice lacked conviction. Lang shrugged. "You can verify the documents yourself. But if I were you, I'd start asking questions before it's too late." Evelyn's sixth sense. Evelyn Sharp felt the shift before anyone said a word. It was in the way Daniel avoided her eyes during meetings, the sudden silence when she entered the room, the faint air of unease that lingered around the office. She knew the signs. Over lunch, Evelyn decided to confront Daniel. Not directly, of course. Confrontation was for amateurs. Instead, she chose a subtler approach. "Daniel," she said, placing her hand lightly on his arm as they walked into the company cafeteria. "You've been quiet lately. Is everything all right?" Daniel hesitated, his expression guarded. "Just busy," he said finally. Evelyn smiled, though her mind was already racing. Daniel was a terrible liar. The subtle redirection. That evening, Evelyn returned to her penthouse and began piecing together the puzzle. If Daniel was suspicious, it meant someone had planted the seed. She reviewed recent events, her sharp mind connecting dots others wouldn't even see. By the next morning, Evelyn had a plan. "Daniel," she said, stepping into his office, "I've noticed a few anomalies in the financial reports. I thought we should address them before the board gets wind of it." Daniel looked up, startled. "You've noticed them too?" Evelyn nodded, her expression earnest. "I've been digging into it all night. I think we may have a rogue employee siphoning funds. But I didn't want to say anything until I had solid proof." Daniel studied her, his blue eyes searching for any hint of deception. Evelyn met his gaze with unwavering sincerity. "I'll handle it," she said softly. "You've got enough on your plate." The misstep. Evelyn's gambit paid off partially. Daniel's suspicion seemed to waver, but he wasn't entirely convinced. Over the next few days, he began conducting his own quiet investigation. What he found only deepened his mistrust. Late one night, Daniel accessed the company's secure server, combing through archived emails and encrypted files. He found an exchange between Evelyn and an unknown entity, discussing a deal that had never been disclosed to him or the board. His hands trembled as he closed the file. Evelyn's countermove. Meanwhile, Evelyn wasn't idle. Her network of informants, spies really, kept her updated on every move within Crosstech. When she learned that Daniel was probing into her activities, she took swift action. A carefully crafted email, seemingly from Daniel's account, was sent to one of the board members, leaking confidential company information. The goal was simple: create enough chaos to distract Daniel from his investigation while subtly undermining his credibility. It worked. By the end of the week, the board was in turmoil, and Daniel was too preoccupied with damage control to continue his inquiry. A tense reunion. On Friday evening, Evelyn found Daniel in the office, staring out the window with a drink in his hand. "You look like you've seen a ghost," she said, her tone light. Daniel didn't turn around. "Evelyn," he said slowly, "have you ever kept something from me? Something important?" Evelyn's heart skipped a beat, but her face remained impassive. "Of course not," she said, stepping closer. "Why would I?" For a long moment, Daniel said nothing. Then he turned to face her, his expression unreadable. "No reason," he said finally. Evelyn smiled, but as she left his office, she couldn't shake the feeling that the cracks in their partnership were widening, and it was only a matter of time before the foundation gave way entirely. Chapter 3: The Perfect Storm. The rain was relentless, pounding against the windows of Crosstech's headquarters as if the heavens themselves were trying to breach its fortress. Evelyn Sharp sat in her office, the flickering glow of her monitor casting long shadows on the walls. Her fingers hovered over the keyboard as she reviewed the email trail she had orchestrated to misdirect Daniel's suspicions. Every keystroke had been deliberate, every detail calculated. But tonight, Evelyn felt the weight of uncertainty pressing down on her, a rare sensation for someone so in control. Daniel's behavior had grown increasingly unpredictable, and unpredictability, Evelyn knew, was dangerous. The investor fallout. Her phone buzzed, the screen lighting up with a name that made her stomach tighten. Garrett Stanton, one of Crosstech's key investors. Evelyn hesitated, then picked up the call, masking her unease with a practiced smile. "Garrett," she said, her tone warm. "What a pleasant surprise." "Cut the pleasantries, Evelyn," Stanton snapped. "I've just received a troubling report about Crosstech's ethics. Your name came up more than once." Evelyn's mind raced. This wasn't just a minor hiccup. Stanton's withdrawal could destabilize the company's valuation. "Garrett," she said smoothly, "I assure you, any concerns about my role are baseless. Let's arrange a meeting to address this." "I've already decided," Stanton interrupted. "I'm pulling my investment." The line went dead. Evelyn stared at the phone, her knuckles white against its sleek black surface. The confrontation. Evelyn knew she couldn't keep this from Daniel. Stanton's withdrawal was too significant to bury. But if she didn't control the narrative, Daniel would use it as ammunition against her. She found him in the boardroom, pacing like a caged animal. His tie was loosened, and the usual sharpness in his appearance was dulled by exhaustion. "Daniel," she began, closing the door behind her. "We need to talk." "Do we?" he shot back, his voice sharp. "Because I've been waiting for you to explain why one of our biggest investors just walked out the door." Evelyn squared her shoulders. "I was about to tell you. Stanton received misinformation, lies about me, about Crosstech. He's been manipulated by someone trying to undermine us." Daniel let out a bitter laugh. "Manipulated? That's rich, coming from you." The accusation hung in the air, heavy and charged. "What are you implying?" Evelyn asked, her voice dangerously low. "I'm not implying anything," Daniel said. "I'm stating a fact. You've been making deals behind my back. Don't deny it, I've seen the proof." Evelyn's heart pounded, but she maintained her composure. "Daniel," she said softly, stepping closer. "I've only ever acted in the best interest of this company." "Us," he echoed, his eyes narrowing. "There is no us, Evelyn. There never was." The counterattack. Evelyn realized then that persuasion alone wouldn't save her. She needed to shift the power dynamic entirely. Do you know what your problem is, Daniel? She said, her tone turning icy. You think being the face of this company makes you its brain. But without me, CrossTech would have crumbled years ago. Every major deal, every crisis we've overcome, those were my moves, not yours. Daniel's jaw tightened, but he said nothing. Evelyn pressed on. Go ahead, she said. Dig into my actions, scrutinize my every decision. You'll find that everything I've done was to protect this company. To protect you. Her words were calculated, threading the needle between defiance and devotion. Daniel's silence was her first victory. Dangerous ally. That night, Evelyn met with someone she hadn't seen in years. Adrian Kane, a fixer with a reputation for solving problems discreetly and permanently. I need information, Evelyn said, sliding a dossier across the table. Someone's been feeding intel to Daniel Cross. Find out who and shut them down. Adrian flipped through the dossier. His expression unreadable. This is risky, Evelyn. If this blows up, you'll have more than a disgruntled partner to deal with. I'm aware, Evelyn said. Just get it done. Daniel's next move. Meanwhile, Daniel was on the phone with Garrett Stanton, demanding answers. Stanton's hesitation only fueled Daniel's suspicions. Look, Stanton finally admitted. Someone approached me with evidence. Documents, recordings. They made a compelling case against Evelyn. Who? Daniel demanded. They didn't give a name, Stanton said. But they mentioned something about offshore accounts. Daniel hung up, his mind churning. Evelyn's betrayal wasn't just personal. It was systemic. And if he didn't act soon, she would bring the entire company down with her. The turning point. By the end of the week, tensions at CrossTech had reached a breaking point. The board demanded answers about Stanton's withdrawal, and Daniel was running out of time to present his case against Evelyn. Evelyn, meanwhile, was orchestrating her next move. She leaked just enough information to make it seem like Stanton had been influenced by a competitor. The board, desperate for stability, sided with her, leaving Daniel increasingly isolated. But Daniel wasn't finished. He had uncovered a critical piece of evidence, an encrypted file buried deep in the company's servers. What it contained could either save CrossTech or destroy it. A storm breaks. As the rain continued to pour outside, Evelyn sat alone in her office, her gaze fixed on the city lights. She had survived another day, but the cracks in her foundation were widening. In the darkness, her phone buzzed with a single message. We know. Evelyn stared at the screen, her pulse quickening. The perfect storm was no longer on the horizon. It was here, and she was standing in its eye. Chapter 4. The Puppet Master. The tension in Crosteca's headquarters had become palpable, a web of suspicion and paranoia that seemed to tighten with each passing day. Evelyn Sharp walked the corridors like a general inspecting her troops, her sharp eyes missing nothing. Every whisper, every side glance, every hesitation in her employees' voices fed her growing sense of urgency. She knew the walls were closing in. What she didn't know was how close Daniel Cross was to dismantling her empire, or how far he was willing to go. The rogue employee. The first crack appeared during an emergency meeting with the department heads. A junior analyst, nervous and visibly sweating, raised his hand and stammered through a report that pointed to irregularities in Evelyn's strategic maneuvers. It's just that these numbers don't align, he said, his voice trembling. And I found, these transactions that aren't accounted for. The room fell silent. Evelyn's gaze locked onto the analyst, her expression unreadable. Thank you for bringing this to my attention, she said. Her tone calm but laced with an edge that made the young man visibly flinch. I'll review it personally. As the meeting adjourned, Evelyn lingered behind, her mind already calculating her next move. This rogue employee was either incredibly brave or incredibly stupid. Either way, he was a liability she couldn't afford. Framing the traitor. That evening, Evelyn activated one of her most trusted operatives, Madison Lane, an IT specialist with a knack for digital subterfuge. I need you to plant evidence, Evelyn instructed, handing Madison a folder filled with forged documents. "Make it look like our junior analyst has been leaking confidential data to a competitor." Madison hesitated. "This could backfire," she warned. "It won't," Evelyn said firmly. "Just make it clean." By morning, the analyst's workstation had been flagged by the security team for unauthorized file transfers. Within hours, he was escorted out of the building under the watchful eyes of his colleagues. Daniel confronted Evelyn about the sudden dismissal. "You didn't think to discuss this with me," he demanded. Evelyn raised an eyebrow. "Since when do I need your approval to handle a clear breach of protocol?" Daniel stared at her, his jaw clenched, but he said nothing. Evelyn knew she had won this round, but the victory felt hollow. A new ally for Daniel. Unbeknownst to Evelyn, Daniel had been meeting in secret with someone he believed could tip the scales. Garrett Stanton. "I've been digging," Stanton said, sliding a USB drive across the table. "These are offshore accounts tied to Evelyn. Millions, siphoned through shell corporations." Daniel plugged the drive into his laptop and scanned the files, his anger growing with each passing minute. "She's been playing us," Daniel muttered. "Playing me?" Stanton nodded. "If you want to bring her down, you'll need more than this. You'll need to expose her in front of the board. Make it impossible for them to ignore Evelyn's discovery." While Daniel was gathering ammunition, Evelyn was tightening her grip on the company. Her network of informants alerted her to Stanton's involvement, and her first instinct was to neutralize him. But Stanton was a high-profile target. Any misstep could draw unwanted attention. Instead, Evelyn focused on discrediting Daniel. She orchestrated a smear campaign, feeding false rumors about Daniel's personal life and professional ethics to key members of the board. One evening, as she reviewed the results of her campaign, a new piece of intelligence crossed her desk. Daniel had been accessing encrypted files from the company's server. "Damn it," she muttered. Evelyn's instincts told her that whatever Daniel had found was dangerous. She needed to act fast. The boardroom trap. At the next board meeting, Evelyn arrived prepared to deliver what she called a comprehensive report on internal threats. Her presentation highlighted the analyst's supposed betrayal, the competitive pressures CrossTech faced, and her proposed solutions. As she spoke, she noticed Daniel watching her intently, his expression inscrutable. When she finished, Daniel stood. "Thank you, Evelyn," he said. "Now, if I may, I'd like to share some findings of my own." Evelyn's stomach tightened as Daniel projected a series of documents onto the screen. Offshore accounts, suspicious transactions, and email chains, all pointing directly to her. The board murmured in shock, their eyes darting between Daniel and Evelyn. "This is a betrayal of the highest order," Daniel declared. "And it puts CrossTech at risk." Evelyn stood, her expression calm despite the chaos erupting around her. "These so-called findings are nothing more than fabrications," she said, "designed to discredit me and shift attention away from Daniel's own failings." The room erupted into heated debate, with board members taking sides. Evelyn used the opportunity to sow further doubt, accusing Daniel of colluding with competitors to undermine the company. By the time the meeting ended, the board was divided, and no clear decision had been made. The hidden player. As Evelyn left the boardroom, her phone buzzed with a message from Adrian Kane. "We've found Stanton's contact. Proceed." Evelyn hesitated. If she removed this player from the game, it would buy her time, but it would also escalate the stakes. Her response was quick and decisive. "Proceed." Daniel's defiance. That night, Daniel met Stanton in a secluded bar. "The board's too divided," he admitted, frustration etched on his face. "We need something bigger. Something undeniable." Stanton leaned in, his voice low. "There's one more angle we haven't explored, her past." Daniel frowned. "What about it?" "Rumor has it Evelyn's rise wasn't as clean as she claims. If we can dig up dirt from her early days, it might be enough to tip the scales." Daniel nodded, a new sense of determination settling over him. The puppet master's dilemma. As the rain lashed against her penthouse windows, Evelyn stared out at the city, her reflection faintly visible in the glass. She had always been the puppet master, pulling strings from the shadows. But now the strings were tangled, and the puppets were rebelling. For the first time in years, Evelyn felt a flicker of doubt. She pushed it aside, her mind sharpening into focus. The game wasn't over. Not yet. Chapter 5. A Dangerous Game. The air at Crosstech felt charged with an unseen energy, a mix of suspicion, unease, and quiet rebellion. Evelyn Sharp moved through the office like a queen walking through her court, her sharp eyes missing nothing, her every movement calculated to project control. But inside, her nerves were taut. The storm was intensifying, and her instincts told her Daniel was preparing a devastating move. Evelyn had always thrived in chaos, but this wasn't just chaos. This was war. Daniel's discovery. Daniel Cross sat in his office, the curtains drawn, the glow of his computer screen illuminating his face. His contact, a grizzled private investigator named Victor Lang, sat across from him, sliding a thick manila folder across the desk. "This is what you wanted," Lang said, his voice low. Daniel opened the folder and scanned the documents inside. Each page peeled back another layer of Evelyn's carefully constructed life, a life filled with calculated moves, hidden alliances, and a trail of manipulated deals stretching back years. "This isn't just unethical," Daniel muttered. "It's criminal." Lang nodded. "If you go public with this, Evelyn's finished. But be careful. She's not the type to go down quietly." Daniel closed the folder and leaned back in his chair. "She won't see it coming. The seduction of trust." Evelyn had learned one universal truth in her career. Trust was the most powerful weapon. If you could make someone trust you, you could control them. That evening, she invited Daniel to a private dinner under the guise of rebuilding their partnership. She chose an upscale restaurant with a secluded table, the kind of place where appearances mattered. "Daniel," she began, her voice soft. "I know things have been tense lately. I felt it too. But we've been through too much to let this divide us." Daniel studied her, his expression unreadable. "You've been keeping secrets, Evelyn." Evelyn reached across the table and placed her hand lightly over his. "I know how it must look, but I swear everything I've done has been for Crosstech, for us." Her eyes glistened with feigned sincerity, and for a moment, she thought she saw a flicker of hesitation in Daniel's gaze. "You have no idea how hard it's been," she continued, her voice trembling just enough to sound genuine. "Carrying the weight of this company, knowing that one wrong move could destroy everything we've built." Daniel didn't respond immediately, but Evelyn knew she had planted the seed. Trust was a fragile thing, but once it took root, it could be a shield or a trap. A shocking revelation. The next morning, Daniel received an email from an anonymous sender. Attached was a recording of Evelyn in a private meeting with Adrian Kane, discussing neutralizing threats. "Take care of Stanton first," Evelyn's voice said. "He's too dangerous to leave unchecked." Daniel's blood ran cold. Evelyn hadn't just crossed a line. She had obliterated it. Fueled by rage, he forwarded the recording to Garrett Stanton with a simple message. "You were right. Let's bring her down. Set up." Evelyn, unaware of the email, was focused on fortifying her position. She called an emergency meeting with the board, presenting a carefully curated report that painted Daniel as reckless and unfit to lead. "I've uncovered troubling evidence," she said, projecting the image of a concerned colleague. "Daniel's recent decisions have jeopardized our partnerships and our reputation. I believe it's time we reconsider his role at Crosstech." The board members exchanged uneasy glances. Evelyn knew she had planted the idea, but she also knew she needed more leverage to secure their full support. Daniel's countermove. While Evelyn plotted her coup, Daniel and Stanton met in secret to finalize their plan. Stanton had arranged for a major news outlet to publish a damning exposé on Evelyn's offshore accounts, shady dealings, and ruthless tactics. "When this goes live," Stanton said, "she won't just lose Crosstech. She'll be facing criminal charges. Daniel nodded, though a part of him felt a pang of regret. Evelyn had been his closest ally once. But now she was his greatest enemy. The game shifts. That night, Evelyn received a call from Adrian Kane. "We've hit a snag," Kane said. "Stanton's gone underground. My people can't locate him." Evelyn gripped the phone tighter. "Then find him." "I don't care how." Kane hesitated. "Evelyn, this is getting risky. If this blows up." "It won't," she snapped, though the crack in her voice betrayed her fear. As she hung up, her phone buzzed with another message. This one was from Daniel. "We need to talk. Lone. Tonight. A showdown." Evelyn arrived at Daniel's office late that evening, her mind racing through the possible scenarios. She found him standing by the window, his silhouette illuminated by the city lights. "Daniel," she began cautiously. He turned to face her, his expression cold. "It's over, Evelyn." Evelyn's pulse quickened. "What are you talking about?" "I know everything," he said, stepping closer. "The offshore accounts, the deals, the people you've silenced." Evelyn forced a laugh. "You're being paranoid." Daniel pulled out his phone and played the recording of her conversation with Adrian Kane. The words echoed in the room, each one a nail in the coffin of her carefully constructed empire. Evelyn's mind raced. "Daniel," she said, her voice softening, "think about what you're doing. If you expose me, you'll destroy Crosstech. The board won't survive the fallout." "That's a risk I'm willing to take," he said. Evelyn took a step closer, her eyes locking onto his. "You don't have to do this," she whispered. "We can fix this. Together." For a moment, Daniel hesitated. But then he shook his head. "You taught me well, Evelyn. Trust is a weapon, and I can't trust you anymore." As Evelyn left his office, she knew the game had shifted. Daniel had the upper hand now, but she wasn't finished. Not yet. Chapter 6. The Reckoning. Evelyn Sharp had always thrived in the shadows, pulling strings from behind the scenes. But now the shadows felt suffocating, her carefully constructed empire unraveling strand by strand. The recording Daniel had played was damning, but what unnerved her most was his newfound resolve. 4 years she had controlled him, his decisions, his trust. Now he was slipping out of her grasp. But Evelyn Sharp wasn't the type to go down without a fight. Daniel's alliance. At the heart of Crosstech, Daniel Cross was preparing for battle. He had convened a private meeting with Garrett Stanton and a select few board members he trusted. "We need to move quickly," Daniel said, spreading the evidence across the table. "If Evelyn gets wind of this, she'll turn it around on us." Stanton leaned forward, studying the documents. "The recording is strong, but it won't be enough to oust her without a scandal. The board will need to see her as a liability." Daniel nodded. "We'll hit her on all fronts. Her offshore accounts, her unethical deals, and her ties to Adrian Kane." One of the board members, a seasoned corporate lawyer, spoke up. "If you go public with this, you're putting the entire company at risk. Are you prepared for the fallout?" Daniel met his gaze, unwavering. "If Evelyn stays in power, there won't be a company left to protect. The counterstrike." Meanwhile, Evelyn was working tirelessly to dismantle Daniel's offensive before it gained momentum. She summoned Adrian Kane to her penthouse, the tension between them palpable. "You let Stanton slip through your fingers," she said, her voice razor sharp. Kane shrugged, unfazed by her anger. "He's a resourceful man. But I've got people tracking him." "Not good enough," Evelyn snapped. "Daniel is using Stanton to rally the board against me. I need him neutralized, permanently." Kane raised an eyebrow. "That's a big ask, even for me." Evelyn stepped closer, her voice low and dangerous. "Do it, Adrian. Or I'll find someone who will." The boardroom ambush. The next day, Evelyn arrived at Crosstech headquarters to find an emergency board meeting already in session. The sight of Daniel standing at the head of the table, his demeanor calm but authoritative, sent a ripple of unease through her. "Evelyn," he said, gesturing for her to take a seat. Glad you could join us. Evelyn sat, her face betraying none of the turmoil inside. What's the meaning of this? Daniel pressed a button on the remote in his hand, and the screen at the front of the room lit up. Document after document appeared. Offshore accounts, emails, and the damning recording. This is what I've been uncovering, Daniel said. Evidence of unethical practices, financial misconduct, and covert operations orchestrated by Evelyn Sharp. The boardroom erupted into a storm of voices, accusations flying like daggers. Evelyn held up a hand, her expression composed. These so-called findings are nothing more than fabrications, she said, her voice steady. Daniel has been trying to undermine me for weeks, using lies and half-truths to discredit me. Is that what you call this? Daniel shot back, pointing to the screen. Because it looks a lot like proof. Evelyn's mind raced. She had anticipated this moment, but the scale of Daniel's attack was larger than she'd expected. Let's not forget, she said, her tone icy, that every deal I've made has been to strengthen this company, to protect it from threats, both external and internal. Her gaze lingered on Daniel, the implication clear. A split board. The board was visibly divided. Some members leaned toward Daniel, their trust in Evelyn irreparably damaged. Others, wary of rocking the boat, sided with Evelyn, reluctant to believe she could have acted against the company's interests. Stanton, who had joined the meeting via video call, delivered the final blow. With all due respect, he said, this isn't just about ethics. Evelyn's actions have exposed Crosstech to significant legal and financial risks. If we don't act now, we'll be the ones answering for her mistakes. The room fell silent. Evelyn's gambit. Faced with the prospect of losing everything, Evelyn played her last card. She stood, commanding the room's attention with her presence. If you remove me, she said, her voice calm but firm, Crosstech will crumble. I have relationships with investors, partners, and clients that Daniel can't replicate. They trust me. Without me, they'll walk. Her words hung in the air like a loaded gun. Think carefully, she continued. Because if you push me out, you're not just losing a partner. You're losing the lifeblood of this company. Daniel's decisive move. Daniel rose, meeting Evelyn's gaze head-on. Evelyn, he said, his voice steady. You've always been the best at making people believe in you. But this isn't about belief, it's about facts. And the facts don't lie. He turned to the board. I'm calling for a vote. Effective immediately, Evelyn Sharp should be removed from her position and investigated for misconduct. The tension in the room was electric as the board members exchanged glances. One by one, they cast their votes. The fallout. By the end of the meeting, the decision was clear. Evelyn was out. As security escorted her from the building, Evelyn held her head high, refusing to let them see her break. But inside, she was already planning her next move. Daniel might have won this battle, but Evelyn Sharp wasn't done. Not by a long shot. Chapter 7, Shadows of the Past. The ride to her penthouse was silent except for the hum of the engine. Evelyn Sharp sat in the back seat of the black SUV, her face illuminated by the glow of the city lights streaming through the window. She stared out at the bustling streets below, her mind whirring with calculations. The board had voted her out, Daniel had exposed her secrets, and Crosstech, the company she had built from the shadows, was no longer hers. But Evelyn wasn't the type to crumble under pressure. Defeat was temporary. Retribution was permanent. Familiar name. As Evelyn stepped into her penthouse, the opulence of her surroundings felt hollow for the first time. The usual comfort of her high-rise sanctuary was tainted by the sting of betrayal. She poured herself a glass of wine, her fingers trembling slightly, and sat at her desk. Her phone buzzed. A name appeared on the screen that made her pause. Victor Lang. Lang was the investigator who had worked with Daniel, the man who had delivered the evidence that toppled her. She hesitated, then answered. What do you want? Lang's voice was calm, almost apologetic. I have information you might find useful. About Daniel. Evelyn's grip tightened on the phone. Why would you help me? Let's just say I don't like loose ends, Lang replied. Meet me in an hour. Same place as last time. Evelyn ended the call and stared at her reflection in the darkened window. Lang's sudden offer was suspicious, but it was also an opportunity. And Evelyn never ignored an opportunity. The meeting. The rain fell in a steady drizzle as Evelyn arrived at the dimly lit diner where Lang waited. He sat in a corner booth, his expression neutral as she approached. What's this about? Evelyn asked, sliding into the seat across from him. Lang pushed a folder across the table. Daniel isn't as clean as he pretends to be. These documents tie him to some questionable deals, ones he made while you were still in charge. Evelyn opened the folder, her sharp eyes scanning the pages. The evidence was damning. Offshore accounts, bribes, and undisclosed partnerships. All of it buried beneath layers of corporate deceit. Why now? Evelyn asked, her tone cold. Lang shrugged. Because the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Daniel's riding high right now, but he's made enemies. Powerful ones. Evelyn smirked. And you're one of them. Lang didn't respond. Instead, he slid a USB drive across the table. This is everything I've got. Use it wisely. Power play. Back at her penthouse, Evelyn began assembling her next move. Lang's evidence wasn't just a weapon. It was a nuclear option. But timing was everything. If she acted too soon, Daniel might counteract her efforts. She needed to strike when he was at his most vulnerable. Evelyn reached out to Adrian Kane. I need you to dig deeper into Daniel, she said. Find out if he has any weaknesses. Family, relationships, anything we can exploit. Kane hesitated. Evelyn, you're playing with fire. You sure about this? Evelyn's voice hardened. I don't pay you to question me, Adrian. Just get it done. Daniel's growing paranoia. Meanwhile, Daniel was basking in his newfound control of Crosstech, but the victory was bittersweet. The board's trust was fragile, and whispers of dissent were already making their way back to him. In private, he reviewed the steps he'd taken to remove Evelyn, wondering if he'd left anything exposed. Stanton had gone quiet, which was unusual. And Lang? Well, Lang was unpredictable. Daniel's assistant interrupted his thoughts. Sir, there's been a security breach in the financial department. It's minor, but I thought you'd want to know. Daniel nodded, though his stomach churned. A minor breach could be a random occurrence, or it could be the opening move in Evelyn's counterattack. The shadow campaign. Over the next few days, Evelyn orchestrated a series of subtle moves to destabilize Daniel's position. She leaked pieces of Lang's evidence anonymously, feeding them to journalists, competitors, and even select members of the board. The narrative was simple. Daniel Cross was not the savior he appeared to be. Simultaneously, she began contacting investors, leveraging her personal relationships to sow doubt about Crosstech's future under Daniel's leadership. You know me, she told one key investor. I built this company. Do you really think it'll survive without me? The breaking point. Daniel's world began to crumble. The leaks were small at first, but they grew into a torrent of bad press. Questions about his integrity dominated headlines, and investors started pulling out of deals. At a hastily called board meeting, Daniel tried to regain control. This is a coordinated attack, he insisted. Someone's trying to sabotage us. A board member leaned forward, his expression grim. Are you saying Evelyn Sharp is behind this? Daniel hesitated. Evelyn's fingerprints were all over the leaks, but there was no direct evidence tying her to them. I don't know, he admitted. But we need to act fast before this spirals further. Evelyn's triumph. From the comfort of her penthouse, Evelyn watched the chaos unfold. Her phone buzzed with messages from allies, updates from Kane, and news alerts detailing Daniel's unraveling. By the end of the week, Crosstech's stock had plummeted, and Daniel's position as CEO was under review. Evelyn smiled to herself, the first genuine smile she'd had in weeks. The shadows of her past had resurfaced, but instead of haunting her, they had become her greatest weapon. Evelyn wasn't just back in the game, she was winning. Chapter 8. The Final Gambit. Evelyn Sharp stood in her penthouse, staring out at the sprawling city skyline. The storm she had orchestrated was tearing through Crosstech, dismantling the foundation Daniel Cross had so proudly claimed as his own. Every headline, every whispered conversation in corporate boardrooms, and every investor's growing unease was part of her plan. But Evelyn knew this wasn't over. To truly reclaim what she had lost, she needed to deliver the final blow. Crosstech in chaos. Daniel Cross sat at his desk, a mountain of paperwork spread before him. The once pristine office now felt suffocating, the weight of Crosstech's impending collapse pressing down on him. Every attempt to stabilize the company had failed. Investors were pulling out, employees were resigning, and the media scrutiny was relentless. The board had convened an emergency meeting to discuss his future as CEO. Daniel knew the odds were stacked against him, but he wasn't ready to give up. As he prepared for the meeting, his assistant entered with a grim expression. "Sir, you need to see this," she said, handing him a tablet. Daniel's heart sank as he read the article. It was an exposé detailing his involvement in shady financial dealings, deals he thought had been buried forever. The evidence was damning, and the article named Evelyn Sharp as the anonymous source. Evelyn's return. The boardroom was packed, the tension thick enough to cut with a knife. Daniel stood at the head of the table, his usual confidence replaced by a palpable desperation. "The allegations are baseless," he said, addressing the board. "This is a smear campaign orchestrated by Evelyn Sharp." As if on cue, the doors opened, and Evelyn stepped into the room. She was immaculate as ever, her tailored suit and calm demeanor commanding immediate attention. "Good morning," she said, her voice steady. "I thought it was time I addressed the board myself." Gasps and murmurs rippled through the room. Daniel's face turned ashen. "You have no right to be here," he snapped. Evelyn ignored him, taking a seat at the table. "I'm here because Crosstech is in crisis. And I believe the board deserves to hear the truth. The ultimate power move." Evelyn laid out her case with surgical precision. She acknowledged her mistakes but framed them as necessary evils to protect the company during its most vulnerable moments. "Yes, I made difficult decisions," she admitted, her voice laced with emotion. "But every choice I made was to ensure Crosstech's survival. And I succeeded, until I was unjustly removed." She turned to Daniel, her gaze icy. "Meanwhile, Daniel has been using his position to line his pockets and tarnish this company's reputation." The board members looked at each other, their uncertainty growing. Evelyn seized the moment. "I have a proposal," she said. "Reinstate me as CEO, and I'll personally oversee the company's recovery. Together, we can restore Crosstech's reputation and rebuild what's been lost." Daniel slammed his fist on the table. "You can't believe her lies," he shouted. "She's manipulating all of you, just like she's always done." Evelyn leaned forward, her voice calm but deadly. "And yet, here we are, cleaning up your mess." The vote. The board deliberated for hours, the tension in the room unbearable. Finally, the chairman stood to announce their decision. "Given the current state of the company and the compelling case presented by Ms. Sharp, we have decided to reinstate her as CEO, effective immediately." Daniel's face twisted in rage. "You're making a mistake," he said, his voice trembling. The chairman ignored him. "Mr. Cross, your resignation is expected by the end of the day." As security escorted Daniel out, he turned to Evelyn. "This isn't over," he said through gritted teeth. Evelyn smiled faintly. "It never is. The price of victory." Back in her office, Evelyn poured herself a glass of champagne. The city lights twinkled below, a reminder of the empire she had fought to reclaim. But as she sat alone, the weight of her actions began to settle over her. She had won, but at what cost? The trust she had manipulated, the lives she had destroyed, the shadows she now lived in. None of it could be undone. Her phone buzzed with a message from Adrian Kane. "It's done. Lang won't be a problem anymore." Evelyn stared at the message for a long moment before deleting it. A new beginning. The next morning, Evelyn walked into Crosteca's headquarters, her head held high. The employees watched her with a mix of awe and fear, their whispers trailing behind her like smoke. She stepped into the CEO's office, the office that was rightfully hers, and closed the door. For Evelyn Sharp, the game was never really about winning. It was about survival, power, and control. And now, with Crosteca firmly in her grasp, she was ready to begin again. Because in the world of corporate warfare, there was no such thing as a final victory. Only the next move. The end.